Blog Talk Radio.
In the Know with Mo. I'm your host, Maureen Forte. Today we're going to be talking about something very interesting. We're going to be talking about socks and the importance of socks. Socks are such a basic item that they're easy to take for granted and leave on the floor, shove under the bed, or even give them to the sock monster in the dryer. Today my guests are Bathsheba Wyatt-Draper and Miss Kenya Kwa Howell. I know I mispronounced her name, but I'm going to have it corrected when we introduce her. Okay, I want to welcome you to In the Know with Mo Ladies. You're live on the line. No article of human apparel has been more taken for granted than the sock, and that was stated by Nancy Bush. So I want to welcome my guests, and they are representing Bathsheba Wyatt-Draper is the founder and president of Power of Women Incorporated, and Kenya Howell, excuse me for mispronouncing your name, is the executive director at Southside YMCA. Their mission shall be to achieve personal enrichment, education, social welfare, civic and cultural projects through volunteer efforts. I want to welcome you two, and I'm going to open it up to Bathsheba Wyatt-Draper. Welcome to In the Know with Mo.
Thank you, Mo. Thank you so very much for having me and Ms. Howe on. And yes, socks are just taken for granted. And what happened was, as I was watching the Marching for Freedom from Haiti, I noticed that the people had on no socks. Socks protect your feet. They help you to walk far. They keep you from getting fungus. They are good support for your feet. They help your mindset. They help you when your feet feel better, you feel better. You can do more. And so we at the Power of Women, Inc. are a group of women who believe in working on things that we can agree on. And I think it's safe to say we can all agree that those people need help. We can all agree that a pair of socks for each one of those family members that are making that trek is such a small thing to do. So we're partnered with the Southside YMCA and Ms. Howell, who is the executive director, because they see our vision. We want to get socks to the whole family, to everybody. And so that's why we're having a sock fundraiser. And we've changed the date. It was initially November the 27th, but we moved it to Kwanzaa. And so we're asking for donations of socks on that day. Socks are important. You know how you feel when you put on a new pair of socks or a clean pair of socks in the morning. It's part of your starting of your day. It makes you feel complete. So can you imagine how it would feel to somebody making that journey through that dirt and mud to try to get to what they believe is going to be freedom? It's extremely important. We want to be a part of making somebody feel that somebody cares. We want to be a part of making somebody know that they can make it further. We want to be a part of making somebody feel better. We want to be a part of keeping somebody from having some kind of issues with their feet because they had no socks. Because see, when you don't wear socks in your shoes, your feet sweat. They smell. Fungus can grow. There's so many things that can happen. Like you said earlier, socks are taken for granted, but they're extremely important. And so we're asking people to donate socks. You can donate as many pairs as you want. We've already been in touch with the Consulate for Haiti. not just here in Illinois and Chicago, but also in Indianapolis. And they're waiting for us to bring the socks. And so we're putting out the Clarendon call, asking people to donate socks to those who are marching for freedom. And I cannot thank Ms. Howell and the Southside Y enough for their partnership, the collaboration, the openness that they had to allowing us to work with them and them working with us, because they've always been fighters in the community and working for change. And I want Ms. Howell to talk, too, because you know, Mo, I can talk about something that I believe in. I ain't got no problem with that now. And I'm about to talk to these people. And I appreciate you, Mo, for making this opportunity available to us, because the push is on to get stock for the people. Now, I'm on hush, yes. And let Ms. Howell.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. Fraser. thank you so much for having me. So just so you know, my full name is Kaniquia. I know it's, you know, it's not very common, but once you get in the groove, you'll get it. But as the executive director of the Southside YMCA, when Ms. Draper brought the Power of Women Incorporated and this idea for a sock fundraiser to us, it was a no-brainer for us to be a part of this and to help support this organization, because one thing that the Southside Y is about enriching and empowering the community. And what better way than to make sure that we reach our arms out as far as we can and make sure that we're supporting not only this organization, but organizations all over that are trying to help, specifically in this case, the Haitian refugees that are, you know, fleeing from a very dangerous situation. So it's, of course, our pleasure to help support this event and, you know, just raise awareness of, like Ms. Draper so eloquently said, what socks can really do for a person.
Okay, those that are listening, you can call in to 515-602-9609. You do have a couple of questions that have come in online. One question is, you're asking for donations for Haitians, for Haiti. How are the socks going to be delivered? It's a two-part question. How are they going to be delivered? And what about the people here in our own town that may need socks?
Good questions. I'm glad they asked. Well, we've already contacted the consulate here, and what they'll do is once we've collected the socks, we will contact them, and they will direct us to the organizations that will take the socks from us. And if there's an organization you know up here that's in need of socks, have them contact us. They can call us or go online.
This is Sharon asking the question from Chicago. She says she works in a school district, and she doesn't say which district, but Sharon says she works in a school district, and she sees many students come to school that don't have socks on. And I compliment the work that the two ladies are doing, but when do we look out for our own?
When we know that there's a need. Tell Sharon she don't have to look no further. All she has to do is to contact us, and we would try to see if we can put together a box of socks that could be in the school. So when she sees a child with no socks, she can go to the box and get socks. We would try to work on stuff and set something up like that up at her school. So ask her to go online, tell her, and contact us, and we'll try to work with her to make that happen. Because, you see, that's what the power of women is all about, working with one another. When you let us know that there's a problem, then we can work on the problem. Together, working on the things that we agree on, that's where the power is. And let Sharon know, Sharon, I'm going to say it right now, Sharon, we agree with you. That's the issue we can work on together. We can make something happen. Please give us a call or go to our website, send us an email, and we will meet with you and try to see what we can do to get some socks in your school.
If I may also add for Sharon and for her school, the Southside Y also partners with an organization called Cradles to Crayons. And so they provide essential needs to youth And so we partner with them. We're actually a hub for them. And so if she reaches out, then we can also get other things that her youth might need, whether that's pajamas or underwear or books or book bags. So in addition to the socks, there are a lot of resources that we could provide students once she gets in contact with us.
Because I'm a retired teacher from Chicago Public School, and I have heard of crayons, the cradle crayons, but all this information that you two ladies are supplying, the schools, the public schools don't know about it. They haven't heard about it, even though the Chicago Teachers Union has a program whereas they are to give clothing to children if the parents ask for it. But sometimes being black and brown, we have so much pride about ourselves that we don't ask. We'd rather go ahead and suffer in silence when there's no need, when you have resources like you have here. So I'm glad that you mentioned that. And you have
absolutely, and it could be completely anonymous as well.
Okay. Now, your collection donation of socks, have you all, since Sharon had mentioned about her school, have you thought about setting up a donation of socks in the school? You know?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Mo. No, we had not thought about that, but that's something that we will consider. We're new. We're just getting started. This is just something that has really caught us, and it seems to be catching on. It seems to be taking on a life of its own. The need seems to be much greater than we thought it was, but we're up for the challenge. Wherever we can find women agreeing on something that makes sense, we're willing to work with them. That's what we're about. We're about doing something that's going to create change for the people, for the good of the people. Women working together can create change. We believe in that. And so that is why we're doing this. So we had not gotten that far, and I thought about it in schools, but that's something we might end up doing. It's something we definitely are going to write down and put on our agenda to talk about.
Now, here I have another question here from Phil from Cleveland, Ohio. Phil wants to know, in your collection of socks, you ask for donation of socks. Is it donation of socks for adults, children? What's the range and age for donation of socks? And how can I mail socks or get socks to you?
The socks are for everybody, men, women, children, and infants. The socks can be sent to Power of Women at 1440 West Taylor, Suite 1876, Chicago, Illinois, 60607.
Okay. All right, and I'll put that on our page.
Ms. Howell, give them the address to the Y, because they might can send them there, too.
Sure, absolutely. They can mail them to the South Side. Yep. They can mail them to the Southside YMCA. The address is 6330 South Stony Island Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60637.
Okay.
And let me see, this random act of kindness of a pair of socks is going to go far. You know, it may come back and be a blessing to you later, because you're not going to know the people who are going to wear these socks. You're not going to know
That's
anything
right.
about it, but you're helping somebody that needs help. You're doing it because it's the right thing to do. And that's what's important. Sometimes you just have to do things because it's the right thing to do. And so that's what I'm asking people to do. Just take a time out of your busy shopping and your busy holiday to put somebody on your list that you don't know nothing about.
That's
and to
right.
get a pair of socks for them. And just stop by and drop them off. That's all we're asking you to do. Socks for people. Because, see, to these socks, to these people, a pair of socks mean food. They need a new home. They need opportunity. They need housing. They mean freedom that we take for granted.
That's right. So, people, there's a huge need for donations of new socks, not some used socks, not some socks that your family members have outgrown and you keep washing. There's a need for donations of new socks. And for those that are in Haiti, walking to freedom. So new socks are gold. It's a goal to homeless people and people in Haiti because they feel good and it helps defend several health problems. So as one woman put it, brand new socks are snuggly and compact for us here in Chicago where the weather is as it is. But new socks are in need. Tell us about your fundraiser. And I like the fact that you mentioned that your fundraiser is going to be during Kwanzaa, because my favorite time is Kujichagulia time. So we always look out for Christmas, but we overlook the fact that I celebrate, my family, we celebrate Kwanzaa and Christmas. We celebrate it all. But in the time of, we did everything for Christmas. Christmas is over with. New Year's has hit. We're going into Black History Month. They don't have a clue about anything. But Kwanzaa, I mean, Kwanzaa is big to do, and we have to continue to educate and elevate the minds of our people on Kwanzaa. So I'm glad that you're doing it during the Kwanzaa season, because, while, like you said, while you're out buying one or two little trinkets, you can throw in a pair of socks. This is the time.
And it's a continuum of care. It's a continuum of care for somebody you don't know. Because a lot of times, the people who we spend all our money on and we spend all the time shopping for at the end of the day, they really don't care about what we gave them.
No.
They really don't care. But it's the people who don't, we don't know nothing about, when we show them a random act of kindness, it touches them in a special place.
Yeah.
It touches them in a special place. And we have to learn how to do more random acts of kindness. And when we come together to reach out and touch people and do things for them, we are better people. This is the time, and I'm going to say this unapologetically, when it's time for women to come together and do more. We have the power to change.
Where is the fundraiser going to be? Where will it be held?
It's going to be held at the Y. It's going to be at the Southside Y.
Do you have the time and location yet? Or?
Go ahead, Ms. Howe.
Yep. So it's going to be at the Southside YMCA, 6330 South Stony Island Avenue. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And I just wanted to add an additional point to piggyback off of what you said, Mo. You said just enlightening the community about the importance of Kwanzaa. And so that's one of the motivations behind just making sure that we can bring awareness not just to this one issue, but also empowering our community, because that's another pillar of what Power of Women and the Southside Y are all about. And like to your point, one of the principles of Kwanzaa is cooperative economics. And so we want to make sure that not only in, you know, raising this awareness about the need and the importance of socks, but also enlightening our community and other communities that Christmas is not the only holiday. Kwanzaa is also a very important celebration with very important principles that we want to reinforce to the community.
Yes. And not only that, but this year Kwanzaa starts December 26th, which is on a Sunday, December 26th, and ends on Saturday, January 1st, 2022. But, you know, Kujichagulia, which is my favorite saying, period, but Kwanzaa brings about not just social economics, but unity. You know, it's bringing the families and the community together, bringing about the collective work and responsibilities dealing with the YMCA. How many people, you know, have just pushed the YMCA out of the back of their minds because, oh, that doesn't exist, but it does exist. You know, so it's very important that we continue, you know, and we have to educate because this education is not being taught in the schools. I taught it, Kwanzaa, the first fruits of the harvest, to all Mexican children, to Black children, to all Mexican children, you know, but I'm glad you all are doing it. So it's going to be in December. It's going to be in Kwanzaa, but do you have the exact date?
Sunday, December 26th.
All right, the first day. Very good.
The first day, absolutely.
Yeah. And, Mo, you are so right. People tend to forget the Y was here before you had Planet Fitness.
Come on.
The Y was here before you had the LA Fitness. The Y was here before you needed to be fit. You better recognize. The Y has always been here.
You just tell them, send me.
So that
you
know.
With the door closed, with the shower or the hot water room, because all of us didn't have a shower growing up. But we did the thing. We had the thing room with the hot water running in the tub. With the door closed. You know, all of a sudden we got Planet Fitness and LA Fitness, you know, and we're still overweight. We're still overweight. You know,
so
and
it's not about where you go. It's about your state of mind.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So walking
mind
freedom.
Is a terrible thing to win.
Yes. So people that are listening, I'm going to invite you ladies back. So we, you know, as we get closer to the, and it's not far. It's not far now. So don't get
right
back because December is around the corner. I just finished talking to my Santa Claus. And he said, make sure you pay that mortgage first. Pick up some stock. Make a donation. Take it to your council and ask your council people to donate some stock. Because I'm an elected official here, and I'm going to ask my council people to donate some stock. So
stocks
are important. So people have to understand, each of your feet, people, have about 125,000 sweat glands, and that's a lot of sweat glands. I mean, when you start walking and running, and I mean, that's about a half a pint of perspiration from each foot each day. That's a lot of moisture to walk in. So I know I'm not a proponent of socks, and I'm one of the people that's taken socks for granted, but I'm going to look into, you know, unless it gets cold. We need to wear socks. If your feet are not happy, you're not happy. And another thing.
We need to wear socks whether it's hot or cold. See, people seem to think that you need to wear socks all year long, all year round. You know, we need to wear them all of the time. I can't thank you enough. I'm just so peacock happy and honeymoon proud to be on here with you today because we're having the opportunity to educate and inform and let people know about this situation. This is something that we can do.
Absolutely.
When I say we, I'm not just talking about the power of women and the why and you. I'm talking about your listeners can help us. We can make this happen.
Yes. Sharon is clapping her hands. Paul's Bill, I'm sorry. He put his thumbs up. So I want you to look at your calendars and then get back with me with another date before the fundraiser. Now, asking for donations. You're asking for donations, but are you also asking for financial, you know, monetary donations also?
Well, we are, you know, because we're a young organization, we just getting started. We have asked people to donate at least $20, but we'll take whatever people feel comfortable in giving because what's most important to us at this point is the stock. We'd appreciate whatever people can donate, but the stocks are our real focus, you know. We believe that if we do the right thing, what we need will come to us.
And I think because Thanksgiving and Christmas is the time of giving. And, you know, just like we had the trees in the stores, adopt a family for Christmas, how about reaching out to the schools before the schools get out in your surrounding areas, you know, and send a letter to the councils, to the South Suburban or especially South Suburban villages and asking for donations of stocks. And people that are listening... You too can donate.
You know, we'll take stocks from the church. We'll take churches can do it. The youth, the youth department and the church can have can do a campaign and collect stocks for us. We're not really. We just need the stocks, and however people are moved in their spirit to collect or to donate, we appreciate it.
So will you do me a favor when we're off here, if you would send me the information of where they can send the socks, you know, just send it to me in an email or you can text it to me. And those who are listening, you too can reach out to me at 708-653-6545. I can also be reached on In the Know with Mo Talk on Facebook or Maureen Mo Forte. looks like our time is coming to an end, ladies, but I'd like for you to give out a phone number if you can, and also check your calendar so we can come back on with the information on the stocks to see where we're going from there.
Okay, Mo, for the Power of Women, our telephone number is
773-540-0474. And I can be reached at 773-326-2543.
Okay. So you have been listening to In the Know with Mo, and the music that you hear, the music of Haiti combines a wide range of influences drawn from the many people who have settled on the Caribbean island. It reflects French, African rhythm, Spanish elements, and others. So you're listening to the drum. So I just want to take this time and thank you, ladies, for tuning in and being a guest in the show with Mo. And I look forward to having
Thank you so much.
Get close to your fundraiser. Until next time,
thank you
for all that you do.
Thank you. Stay focused and be blessed.
All right. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to In the Know with Mo, with my guests, Ashiva Wyatt Draper and Kanikwa Howell, who is the executive director at Southside YMCA, and Ashiva Wyatt Draper, founder and president of Power of Women, Inc., and this is Maureen Forte of In the Know with Mo. Stay focused and be blessed.